Then he says in verse 4, have ye suffered so many things in vain? Now he says, remember, you suffered. You paid a price for the gospel. And my friend, you'll do that. And he says, if it be yet in vain, that is, without a purpose. Paul says, are you going to let all of this you've suffered just come to naught? Then he says, he therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And he's talking about his ministry that he had among them. And there's nothing as deadening as legalism today. That's the reason so many churches, even fundamental churches, are dead. They've created a new legalism, and they attempt to follow through on that. And my friend, I've got a liberty in Christ. And you know what that liberty is? I want to bow to him and do what he wants me to do. And my liberty is in Christ today. I want to do his will. And if I'm able to do that, and I can't do it in my own strength, only by the Spirit of God, but if I do it, oh, I have freedom. I don't have to come in your little wicked gate. I'm sorry, cults and isms. Don't bother me. I'm joined to the living Christ today. How wonderful it is. Now, you will recall that Paul's apostleship was attacked by the Judaizers. They said he's a Johnny-come-lately apostle, not one of the original 12. He wasn't with the Lord Jesus during that period. He came along later, and they made an attack upon his apostleship. Now, he's going right back to that here, for he was the one that came into that country, preached the word of God to them, and as he says here, he performed miracles. He worked miracles among them. And he didn't do it by the works of the law. Paul would be very careful to say that. But it came about by the hearing of faith. He preached the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who died for them, who was raised again. And they are to put their faith in him. And when they did, the miraculous thing took place. They were regenerated. And Paul had the evidence of an apostle. You see, in that day, there were signs that were given to the apostles. I take it that the apostles had practically all the gifts that are mentioned in the Scripture. They had certainly all the sign gifts. Paul could perform miracles. Paul could heal the sick. Paul could raise the dead. Simon Peter did all of that also. And that was the mark of an apostle in that day. Now, the apostles have given to us today the Word of God. You and I have a faith today that we're told that's built upon Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone, but it's built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, not upon the apostles, but upon the foundation which they laid. Now, that rested upon their testimony, and that which gave credence to their word was that they had the sign gifts. Now, after they've given us the word here, then the sign gifts disappear. In fact, they disappeared, I think, with the apostles. And there were other reasons why those gifts were in evidence, which we took up when we were in 1 Corinthians. But the important thing for us to note here is that Paul came there not as a Pharisee preaching the law, but preaching Jesus Christ. And that was something that they had experienced. They knew that, and Paul rests it upon that.